From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, September 25th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
More than 40 residents of Aroostook County turned out for a legislative forum Tuesday night in Fort Kent to weigh in on the use of aerial herbicides by the forest products industry. Some are urging lawmakers to pass a bill sponsored by Democratic Senate President Troy Jackson of Allegash that would ban the practice. Introduced earlier this year, the bill is being carried over to the next session to give lawmakers more time to study the issue. And while there are concerns from residents about the effects of herbicides like glyphosate on human health and wildlife, members of the forest products industry say they are an essential tool for forest management. Nick Baser of Presque Isle is a forester with Seven Islands Land Company who says every effort is being made to minimize the use of chemicals.
It's not the first tool we go to, but in instances like when clear cuts, you create a very complex situation where you have a lot of competition, and so it's a very effective tool to control that competition, to promote the species that everyone in the state of Maine desires.
Currently, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency classifies glyphosate as unlikely to be carcinogenic to humans, but the World Health Organization classifies it as probably carcinogenic. Maine environmental regulators are moving forward with a proposal to require manufacturers to develop use of particular forever chemicals in clothing, cookware, and other household items. Earlier this year, Maine became one of the first states to begin phasing out use of the chemicals in food packaging starting in 2022. A Russian rocket this morning lifted Maine astronaut Jessica Meir into the Kazakhstan sky for her first ride into space. Meir and two fellow crew members arrived this afternoon for their mission aboard the International Space Station, temporarily increasing the orbiting laboratory's population to 9 people. NASA says their spacecraft docked to the station's service module at 3:42 this afternoon after a 4-orbit, 6-hour flight.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org.
On the next Maine Calling, late-season gardening advice. I'm Jennifer Rooks. For most of us, it is time to prep the garden for the winter months ahead. Our gardening experts offer advice on saving seeds, pruning, planting bulbs, and more. We'll also talk about invasive and native plants. Maine Calling, Thursday, live at 1, rebroadcast at 8 on Maine Public Radio.
NPR News is closely following developments about the formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. You'll hear coverage throughout the day. Tonight at 8, Maine Public Radio will carry a one-hour NPR special, Trump, Ukraine, and the Impeachment Inquiry. Again, that's tonight at 8 here on Maine Public Radio. A reminder that Maine Calling is always available online, on demand, at mainepublic.org. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 for late-season gardening advice. I'm Ed Morin.